Welcome to today's French Guy Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College graduate Jacob Stainhook joins us on today's program. He's utilizing drone technology to further a career and his own business.
First of all, what do you do?
I actually have a full-time job with Cornerstone Industries, which is a company that sells automated control systems for dredging machines, mostly for like sand and gravel plants, but also for dredges on like rivers, dredging out the river, but a lot of sand and gravel stuff. And I got involved with them. I do some drone work for them. I got involved by doing GPS mapping of a lake for them with a drone. Also stockpile volume calculations with the drone. So that's kind of how I got started with them, working with them during school. And that led to a full-time job with Cornerstone Industries. And then I also work with some local businesses, the Chamber of Commerce, some people throughout, the state of Iowa that I've made contacts with from my entrepreneurship class doing drone work for them as well.
How did you get involved with drone technology? How did that kind of start for you? And where did the video component come into that as well?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really have much experience with drones or electronics or video editing or any of that stuff. But the whole thing started during the spring break of my sophomore year. I was on vacation with my family, and at the hotel we were staying at, there was a guy flying a little quadcopter, little drone that he had built. And my dad, who is also very interested in aviation and remote control airplanes, that kind of stuff, and I were very excited about this. And we went up and we talked to the guy, and he explained how he built it, what it took to build it, flew it around, was flying it over the water. And we thought that was really neat. And so on the way back from Florida, we were talking about possible applications for crop scouting or different applications for the farm that we live on. That kind of led us down the path to where we are now with the drone and doing all kinds of different work.
What was it like to first learn how to use this technology, and how important do you feel it's become in your life, whether it's out on the farm or in your personal life with your kind of new side business?
So for the entrepreneurship class, the objective of the class was to do what we called the customer discovery process. So we had to take an idea, for us it was the drone idea, and figure out how we wanted to sell it, what we wanted to do with it, and who could use it, and also who thought it was just a fun, cool toy. And so we had brainstorm sessions. We had hundreds of ideas of potential applications for it, from power line monitoring to checking rooftops to crop scouting to marketing video. So from there, my group, as actually I had a partner, Nick Rosendahl, worked on this with me. We contacted as many, architectural engineering companies, chambers of commerce, sheriff's departments, anyone we thought who could have a potential use for it. And we went and we visited them and did a demonstration. And we explained to them a little bit about this class that we were taking and got their opinions on it, kind of refined our business model canvas and that kind of stuff.
What has that been like when it comes to being kind of an entrepreneur right after school? And what are you doing now with the drone technology specifically?
After we did all these demonstrations and met with these people, pretty soon we had people, seeing a real potential use for that, whether it be for marketing for a golf course or something like that. So before long, we had people contacting us and calling us and wanting us to come and do video for them and put together a promotional video or GPS map in a lake area or anything like that. It really kind of took off on its own. It took us going there and doing the demonstration first to really give people a physical representation of what was going on. It was one thing to try and explain to them over the phone that we have a remote control helicopter that can do this for you and this for you. But once we could meet with them and show them the clarity and the stability of the image and the video, that really was the proof of concept, I think, for them. And so from there, it's been just kind of building a relationship with these companies, moving it, taking it beyond the classroom into real life and seeing, really trying to adapt to a whole bunch of different applications, whether that be marketing video, which is more artistic and requires us to get music, video editing, you know, learn how to edit video and make movies, and all of that kind of stuff, the creative stuff, and then also the really technical stuff, working with engineers to do a coal mine reclamation or a roadway project, and to be able to do GPS mapping or volume calculations, all that kind of stuff. So there's really a huge range of things that we can do with it, and we've had to learn how to use a whole variety of different computer softwares and all of that kind of stuff too.
That concludes today's Wrench Got Village. Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.